the things some people say and get away with. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It never ceases to amaze me how certain people get away with mega lies. Like, for instance, the old Christianity isn't important to America lie, or Christian principles don't matter lie. Well, tell that to Daniel Webster, often called the father of American education, who said that the expressed purpose of schools was for the advancement of the Christian faith. Webster also believed that Christian principles are amongst the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. I think Mr. Webster was onto something, because an open, constitutionally limited society such as ours is based upon free people fully capable of exercising the rudiments of self-control, common decency, national unity, and morality. A morally decent population eliminates the need for an all-intrusive, overseeing dictatorial government that controls what you do, how you live, what is taught to the children, or what type of health care you have. If you enjoy the remaining freedoms you have and want to reestablish full liberty, justice, and freedom for all, then it behooves us to remember that the Founding Fathers were correct to warn us that America would fall if it lost its religious freedom. Elsewhere on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, while the fallout continues from the lies and other problems associated with Obamacare, I thought you might be interested to know that now that our nation's most strident enemies have seized control of Iraq, and thanks to the bumbling nature of President Obama's handling of the recent uprising in Egypt, America's stature has never been lower throughout the Middle East. So now, Obama has turned his focus toward further endangering the United States militarily. He is slated to try and secure another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss a nuclear disarmament treaty. This is utter foolishness, to quote Putin on his opinion of such an idea, now that other nations, like China, are building up their militaries. It is not only foolish, but downright treasonous for President Obama to seek to reduce our military for any reason, because it would only make us more vulnerable to enemy aggression due to either real or perceived weakness. President Obama is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. His punitive presidency, in my opinion, represents a culmination of bad decisions Americans have made over the past several decades. Hopefully, his regime will serve as a huge wake-up call for Americans who for too long have been living far below their God-given potential. I'm Ron Edwards.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport. Making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that's going to come to you. You're going to set it up on your computer. It's going to come to your mobile phone. But it doesn't have to be a smartphone, if I can pronounce it correctly. It works with all text-enabled mobile phones. And with this, you can set up every facet of your day, organize everything you've got going on. But what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, based entirely upon your locale, is it's going to let you know about things you can't imagine. There's no way to plan for the blizzard, flash flood, tornado, earthquake, terrorist attack. It doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you don't get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Later on in the show, I think next hour, we're going to be joined by Edwin and Michelle from Texas Law Shield. They took the holidays off. We're going to talk about some things that are, especially about what just happened in New York with Judge Scretany. We're going to talk about him as well. But first things first, let's go talk about our cousins over on the other side of the pond, shall we? The Brits. Piers Morgan loves them, even though they don't love him. He throws, and everybody throws them up. This is what you can do in a gun-free society. Well, let's talk about the gun-free society. In Yorkshire, in their district of the police department coming out of London, Scotland Yard, they have something called the Operation Quartz Team. And the Operation Quartz Team, what they do is they were set up in 2009 to combat gun and drug crime in Leeds, which is in Yorkshire. And guess what? Well, they found four times as many guns over the course of 2013 as they did in 2012. Now, most of these guns that they found are shotguns or sawn-off shotguns. That's because that is, you can get a license to have a shotgun in the UK. So that's the easiest type of gun to steal now, isn't it? And that's how they find them. In a lot of cases, they'll find vulnerable people, which I don't exactly know what that means. That's the way the police put it. And they're the ones storing the weapons for them. Now, that is not an awful lot of firearm seizures, except when you take into account it's in Leeds, which is one city, in one district, in one country, which is an island, which is supposedly the gun-free utopia. But it is very clear that they operate within a police state. Coming from them, working in conjunction with covert units, armed officers, and neighborhood policing teams, its tactics include subjecting known offenders who are not in prison to regular visits at home. Those suspected of being involved in firearms crime are warned that they are being watched. Covert methods include surveillance by undercover officers and the use of spy cameras. The result, since 2009, in Leeds, 140 people have been convicted and sentenced to a combined total of 546 years in prison as a result of courts. Now, if you want to do the math, okay, if you want to do the math, they're getting charged with possession. Because, what, that's not even 4 years per prison sentence. It's not like they're committing murder. They're getting charged with possession. Last year was the operation's most productive to date, with 35 criminals being handed prison sentences totaling 150 years. So not quite 5 years in those cases. But despite all of this that they're doing, and you can say what you want to about the United States, about, you know, the paying the debt and everything else, I don't know that we're actually conducting active surveillance on people once they get out of jail, unless maybe they're pedophiles. But in the meantime, despite all of these things that they're doing, all these proactive police state tactics, violent crime is up in Yorkshire. Well, it would be if you were getting the real... Yorkshire police are known for using the community resolution order, whereby the head PC, the head police constable there, gets a cash bonus if he massages the statistics and lowers the reported violent crime rate. So they went down slightly officially. They went down from 363 to 294 in the following 12 months of 2013. The number of incidents in which a gun was fired also fell from 54 to 39. Once again, massage stats. Now, American gun control advocates would say, we'll take it. They would say, we like this. We absolutely like this. Look at how relatively low their gun crime stats are. While they would completely gloss over the fact that they have gun crime at all, where guns are banned, I'm sure those 294 gun-related crimes had victims, and I'm sure they were sitting around saying, well, it'd be nice to have a gun. Or the gun control advocates would also say, just spend a little more money, violate more liberty, and just get rid of these thugs. Now, the unreported portion of this is that the detectives in Leeds admit that they are unable to eradicate gun crime entirely. Who'd have thunk it? Who would have thunk that police are saying we can't eradicate crime? And they've had some very high-profile incidents. Police Constable Suzanne Hudson was shot and killed last month. Shot in the head. I don't know if she's a police constable, I would have to imagine she probably was walking about unarmed. Somebody walked up on her and popped her. Which I still haven't quite figured out this. With Britain as violent as it is, why the run-of-the-mill police officer has to walk around unarmed? They're saying what has happened to our colleague recently brings home the fact that it's very difficult to know who's holding weapons. Quartz is doing his level best with the intelligence available, but to understand the full extent of the problem is very difficult. But you need to understand this. Police, no matter where they are, they cannot completely disarm criminals. And they can't do it even in a place where they have outlawed civilian firearms. Gun trafficking into Britain is a cottage industry. This is an island, too. It's not even like they're landlocked and they have a border that somebody can smuggle weapons over. This is an island, so they have to come in via the water. So, as long as they're... In order to eradicate gun crime, you're going to have to eradicate criminals. Which is never going to happen. That's never going to happen. Because we have this thing called our man's nature. We have this free will thing working. And as long as that's in force, there will be some people that look at other people that just, they see these people and say, they say they're nice, and they'll consider and they'll say, I could just walk right up on them and bash their head in with a brick and take everything they got. And then one day they will do that. And then they'll graduate and say, well, you know, if I went from a brick to, say, a gun, I could do this over and over with one piece of equipment. And then the only thing that stops is it's not going to be the police, because the police aren't there beside the person about to be wrong. It would have to be the armed citizen, but in England they don't have those. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we should be joined by Edwin and Michelle from Texas Law Shield. And we're going to talk about something a little more. It's based upon things happening, but they're the only ones I know that can actually give me an answer to this. And, of course, we'll talk about Texas Law Shield, too. Coming from the desk of Bob Owens over at BearingArms.com, there's this supposition by the civilized civilian disarmament movement that It's okay to infringe upon the Second Amendment because they believe it's obsolete. And when you boil down their arguments, they turn out not to be multifaceted or intelligent, but just two simple, very childish arguments. The first being that the Second Amendment is old, and it doesn't apply in modern times. And when they wrote the Second Amendment, you know, they didn't have police departments. They didn't have the New York Police Department or your local police department or sheriffs or anything else. We didn't have standing armies. We didn't have widespread government encroaching on every aspect of your life to protect you. And this is entirely, this train of thought is predicated entirely in the belief that the state government is a benevolent dictator, and that if we simply give up our crude and savage ways and our guns, that the state is going to make everything better. And this all hinges on the most unlikely of scenarios. It hinges on the expectation, for the first time in human history, a government with absolute power over its citizenry will not use that power to exploit the citizenry, to exploit those at the highest levels of government, or to enrich them, and that that same government will not resort to oppression and even democide to achieve their end. That whole 20th century 262 million citizens disarmed murder rate, they did that for public safety. And that apparently doesn't speak loudly enough for the husks of the ovens and the mass graves still being discovered to reach the ears of those who imagine themselves to somehow be the first to champion the idea of an all-powerful, all-benevolent, will-never-hurt-you government. We have drones flying overhead right now, folks. We have your text messages are being aggregated with the NSA. I'm sure it's quite possible. I mean, if they're watching me, it's got to be hilarious on their end. But I've heard they can take control of the webcam on my computer. They can take control of the camera on my iPhone. They're just looking at me every time I look around. And it's the same with you. And the fact that they are so benevolent, but they feel the need to spy on you so focused on your doings and everything else, sort of, they're running counter to each other for me. It has been proven time and time again throughout history on every continent, including our own, is that those who have the credible threat of violence will be negotiated with by governments, while those who do not will be slaughtered in genocides or herded onto reservations and concentration camps. It can happen here. It has happened here. And it has happened here within the lifetime of, you know, people still alive today. Now, our concentration camps have been relatively benign. If you consider the endemic destruction near genocide of Native American tribes on reservations through government-prescribed poverty, benign. But the simple fact of the matter is that there are Americans alive today. They have been influenced by the highest office in the land who have actively championed death camps and the mass murder of Americans who refuse to give up their beliefs. Bill Ayers was the genesis. He was the one that started everything for Barack Obama. He was the one that planted the idea in his head, in his living room, even though he's tried to distance himself. But, hey, I don't want to tell you what I think of Bill Ayers. I'm going to let him tell you in his own words, and I quote, I asked, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, those diehard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. This was the Weather Underground. Bill Ayers was a central part of the Weather Underground. And they had plans to take over the country, and I, you know, by what force, it has never been explained to me. But they figured at the time when they were putting this all together that there would be 25 million of us that would simply say, well, no, you know, I believe in going out working for my money and getting to keep it. And their plan was to put a bullet in your head. So see, they weren't anti-gun. They were just anti-you having a gun. And this is the guy that has been one of Barack Obama's mentors. And right now today, as we wake up and look around, ooh, new year, 2014, we have affirmed socialists, self-avowed communists. I mean, look at New York City. They're all saying Mayor de Blasio. They have reached the highest levels of power within the American government for the first time in our nation's history. And they are adherent to a belief system that have put more innocent bodies of citizens in the ground than both of the world wars of the last century. That's their legacy. Clearly, the 100+ million gun owners in the United States, this presents for them the credible threat of force. That is the application of Second Amendment rights to the ownership of arms. More now, it is more valuable now than at any time in history since our nation was young and fragile. The barbarians have breached the gate. They now wear pinstripes, and they're in D.C. The other one, which is the most for me, and we'll explore this a little more. We're about to come to the next break. The other one is the most farcical because it's based upon a lot of presumptions. And that is resistance to government is suicidal. It's an interesting argument. You don't need your guns because we are so civilized, and by the way, we can annihilate you if you don't turn them in. Very civilized. That belief in and of itself is based upon two misconceptions, and we're going to talk about those when we get back. Those guys don't think you're paying attention. They don't see the writing on the wall, even while you're writing it. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Before I continue on with my anti-gun rant, let's go to the phones. Let's go to John in Austin. Yes, sir.
Well, maybe I can give you some more fuel for the fire.
I don't need that, John. I'm about to stroke out right now. So if you're going to do it, lay it on me gently.
Gently, he says. All gently. Right. You know, I lived over in the UK for about 7 years, and this was back in the 70s, 80s, and the gun clampdown was starting back then, and what you had, the rules were so draconian. Like, you had to have your guns locked in one safe and ammunition in another safe. And the police could come in at any time and inspect. And if they found the guns out on a table, let's say, and ammunition out on a table with them, they'd haul you away. It happened to a good friend of mine. Scotsman, I'll just use his first name, Jock, and he went to prison, Peterhead Prison, for 3 years.
During that time, were they allowed, did they have a range you could go shoot at? Was there some club
yes.
that they could take them to and
yeah.
shoot?
Yeah, and you could also keep your pistol at the range and do that. There were shooting clubs, you know, for like skeet and trap and that kind of thing. And, cause we participated in that a little bit. I did a little bit of that over there. And,
but there was no allowance whatsoever for these to be owned in the home for self-defense, was there?
The only people that could really have a weapon were farmers, and they could have like a little shotgun for varmint control.
Huh.
Okay. But once again, the ammunition had to be kept separate from the weapon and locked separately, you know. Now, what they're not taking into consideration when I hear these arguments is the organized crime. And that's where your guns, a lot of your guns are coming in through, is organized crime over in Britain. And, you know, you say it's an island, and it would be tough to get parts in. I beg to differ.
Oh, I'm not saying that it's tough to get it in. I'm saying it should be tough to get them in. Apparently, it's quite easy to get them in.
It is very easy. You know, fishing, think of all the different boats and crafts that land up alongside the coast every day. And there's not enough customs agents to inspect everything. And so you get guns coming in that way into the UK. And you have a lot of ex-military and a lot of guns coming in via that way.
Right.
As well. But for the most part, what they're trying to do, I mean, I forgot which beetle it was. He had his house broken into and nearly got killed, and he had to fight off the assailant with a kitchen knife.
Yeah, I see, that's
George Harrison. It was George Harrison, I think.
He got stabbed.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got stabbed. He still fought the guy off, but yes, he got stabbed. And when you're one of the Beatles and you can't have a gun, what's that say about the state of the country? I got to move on here in just a minute, John, because I got Glenn in Philadelphia on hold. I like that. I haven't really spoken to that many people that have actually lived in the UK. I've got family over there. I don't communicate with them because I don't know their names. But I'm real good on the genealogy, am I not? But I appreciate that. That point of view I get very rarely. And that's a really good point of view. The first-hand point of view is always the best one.
Well, I went back in 1999, and I found one store, one place, in Edinburgh, Scotland, that sold firearms. And these were some of the most beautiful shotguns. Hunting shotguns and trap and skeet guns that I have ever seen in my life.
I'm not sure if Scotland, it's either Scotland or Ireland that is not completely civilian disarmed.
Ireland.
Okay. Is it Ireland?
Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, sir. Let's go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir. Glenn.
Good morning. Yeah. Well, if you're in Britainville, you don't need a gun because you can always just call for the bobbies on bicycles, 2x2, Westminster Abbey.
And then they have to call for the people with the guns. The
bobbies
showed up when that soldier was being chopped up in the street. The bobbies showed up, but they only had their billy clubs, and the bad guys had guns, too. So then they had to call the armed response team.
Yeah, they're armed now. I mean, that kind of harkens back to the Officer O'Malley era in the U.S., the local cop twirling his nightstick as he strolls down the streets of the placid little town. We all know that's gone, but yeah, they do arm the police over there now. Actually, they read about like how bad some neighborhoods are, and the cops and the panda cars going through two cars at a time and stuff like that. You know, they almost need armed SWAT team trucks to go through some of these areas, the rougher areas of London and such. But anyway, the reason I called was a couple things. You talked about the banality of the arguments that these people use against the Second Amendment. Oh, it's old. You know, it's like, yeah, it's still the law, and you can't just merely vanquish it just because you hold it in contempt and say, oh, well, it's old. It's therefore obsolete. No. Sometimes things that are old are very, very good and useful, and they're old because they have really good enduring qualities that we seek to maintain, and sometimes the status quo isn't bad. Sometimes it represents stability and dependability. And, you know, the White House is old. I don't see the president, you know, trying to move into some modern building, you know, made with 2x4s and drywall, you know. It's that old stone building he lives in, you know.
I think that, I don't want to go into that. I don't want to get into that supposition.
But sometimes old things are old because they're good and enduring and worthy of maintenance. And if you relinquish them, then what replaces that old thing isn't always better. You know, this
Thing about it being old and everything and obsolete is, here's the thing with that. They have chipped away at it. And if you look across the country, there's 20,000 laws. There's 20,000 plus laws on the books. They keep thinking that if they add more. And fortunately, finally, America has caught up with this and said, this ain't working. They think if they write number 20,001, what they'll tell you is if we write 20,001, or if we do this one thing, that this is going to make all the difference in the world.
Well, you know, there's some procedural problems. Yeah, that's crazy. But, you know, one of the virtues of the older way of doing things, it is when the Second Amendment was signed into law, the people who wrote it and signed it, the people who signed it actually read it. See, modern legislators don't read the things they sign. Therefore, they really don't know what the bleep they're doing.
Right. Well, the other thing about the Second Amendment is the Second Amendment and all of the Bill of Rights are looked upon as having existed prior to the Bill of Rights, with the Bill of Rights simply getting out there and, one, affirming them and telling the federal government they can't do anything against them. And, you know, that's just old. That's obsolete. You know, back then they didn't have iPads.
Right.
As if somehow, you know, they decry technological advancements
in gun
technology,
like,
but all the other ones have made us such great people.
Right. Well, the old people who built the economy should be shuffled off to the grave, right? Well, you don't need you anymore. Thanks. Bye. Thanks for building our economy and our society and our families. And we don't need you now, old gray hair, so off with you. Mm-hmm. You know, there's this general contempt.
Let me get you to hold through the break,
if you will.
And we'll finish this up on the other side.
Sure.
I do love the, you know, that Bill of Rights sign that was so old and quaint. I believe they played harpsichords back then. You know, they had no music radio and no Spotify and no iTunes or any of that. So that was such a quaint time. Let's move on. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Veteran owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cue.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all. Monday, this is Lock and Load. First Monday of the new year for the show. Back to the phones with Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Yes, Evo. The other thing I wanted to bring up was, and you may have covered this already, but the recent Connecticut people, you know, registration and people standing in lines and all this sort of thing. Do you think this is going to be like the tactic, the divide and conquer state-by-state way of eroding things, you know, with state-by-state registration processes?
I know that in Colorado that Biden was on the phone with Hickenlooper and Morse and some of the other players in their gun control scheme. They were pushing that because they wanted to start a cascade effect. Mm-hmm. Connecticut didn't need any pushing because Malloy is an anti-gun guy, and he wants to be the president. And yes, to a certain degree, I believe that is the case. And I would look for there to be, you know, out in California, there's certain members of the House of Representatives in the U.S. House of Representatives that are proposing monetary incentives for states that will follow California's model.
That's the thing, they sell out, you know. It's kind of like with the highway stuff, you know, when they want to do the speed limit thing. they give them federal highway funds, then threaten to cut back on the funds. Rather than offering the money, they give them the money for a program up front sometimes and then threaten to cut it back. So once they're already addicted to the money, when they threaten the cuts, they cave. Other times they cave when they're offered fresh money. You know, we'll give you money if you do what we want.
Right. And what I would look for, you know, in Colorado, I pointed out Colorado because the voters of Colorado, Democrat and Republican alike, didn't like that. And they recalled two of them and fired them. They got it so, Evie Hudak, her position was in such jeopardy that she had to resign so they could appoint another Democrat in her place. I would look for there to be a major dressing down of the Democrats in Colorado. And then I would look to see real... See, here's the problem with any of these things that are out there. Getting rid of the politicians isn't enough. You've got to get rid of the politicians that did what they did. Then you got to go unwind what they did. Mm-hmm. And if Colorado does that, which all the grassroots people in Colorado are pushing that, that would be a harbinger of doom for the Connecticuts and everything like that, because it would all be within the law.
Well, it just depends how the legislators are going to respond. Are they more afraid of the people or of the feds, you know, the state legislators?
The state legislators have a job because of their constituents. They need to go ahead and figure out who's paying their paycheck and work for them versus trying to make friends so they can get invited to the Oval Office at Christmas time.
Yeah, well, let's hope. Yeah, it's an age of sellouts and cowards, you know. One would hope that maybe, and you know, sometimes it's got to get worse before it gets better, you know. Look at look at how things got so horrible before some of these military, flag officers, you know, acted. Now a lot of them are getting canned, but they realize that if they don't do something, you know, they, in the military, they always require courage of the guys, the infantrymen and the soldiers at the bottom, but very rarely do the flag officers have to manifest any real courage. You know, that comes when they have to stand to get something political. And yes, some of them are getting retired early or losing their careers or getting in trouble. But if they don't do something, if there comes a point where they realize, if I don't do something, you know, my kids and my grandkids have no hope of living in a decent country.
Well, I mean, any of them that do that, they have become pretty much politicians, like you say. But when they do have the courage to stand up to it, most of the time that's born out of their past experience, because they weren't born generals or admirals.
Right,
they started
out
as lieutenants and captains and such, and they have been out there in the field. They have been in the theaters of combat. So those who come behind them that don't have that courage, they also don't have that experience.
Right, and they're more easily manipulated.
Whenever they turn, remember this. Yes, it is a bad thing to lose your position simply because you go against an unconstitutional thing. But when you turn these generals and admirals out and just make them civilians again, they're with us.
Right.
At that point. Whether they like it or not, they have joined us. And that leads to, that's leadership coming into our midst. And that would be something that we would need in a bad time. But let me go ahead and I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Take care. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Take care. One of the other things that they the gun grabbers out there, and this is a very big presumption on their part, they believe that in the event that we went full on gun ban, gun grab, everything else that they want to see, that the military would unquestioningly do it, that they would be loyal in the face of unconstitutional acts of government. And that this claimed military superiority they have is contingent wholly on that presumption, on the idea that these guys are just a bunch of order-taking automatons. They don't think for themselves. You know, the special forces or the special operations community has sent President Barack Obama a letter stating, this is what we're trained to do, and this is what we will do if you continue on doing what you're doing. And that's a bad thing for the gun grabbers to see that. And this presumption that the military and all of law enforcement and everybody else, all the enforcers, the ones that would actually carry out and make their policies happen, the ones that will strap up, the ones that will plate up, the ones that will get out there into the theater, is Well, first of all, it's incredibly naive on their part to believe that. On the second, in the second part, it's just not going to happen. Every soldier comes from some state in this union. Every police officer comes from some city in this country. And you're going to get out there and say, okay, you're going to have to go out there and go to people that were just like you were before you put on the uniform and fell under my thumb, and I want you to go out there and I want you first to offer to take their guns, and then when they don't give them to you, I want you to take them by force. It's not going to be a bunch of aye-aye, sirs. What you would very likely see is a lot of disruption happening from within. And I'll give you a little example, okay? Let's say that they're scrambling a wing of Apaches, and they're going to head to inner town, rural USA, and they're going to strafe it with their best anti-tank, anti-ground tactics known to man. And let's say this wing is 8 aircraft strong. And let's say you got 1 or 2, and I'm being generous by thinking it's only 1 or 2, that say, this is not what I signed on for. And they realize that they're going to go and kill Americans for living by the Constitution. Those guys are going to, they call it getting reversing pitch or getting light on the skids. They're going to lift off early, pivot right or left, and strafe the line of Apaches powering up to come and kill you. And then they're going to bank and head for inner city USA and rural town United States of America. And they're just going to land. They're not going to strafe. There's a very poor understanding of the loyalties of the military. And most of these enlisted guys, who are the doers, by the way, they're the doers. The generals aren't out there leading the charge. And Glenn is right. The upper ranks of the military are incredibly politicized. And there has been a purge of high-ranking officers within the military. That's also true. And they're replacing them with a bunch of inexperienced guys that, you know. Or maybe they are experienced and they just believe, like Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bateman, that America needs to be disarmed. No American needs a weapon as capable as an AR-15. You're just not trustworthy enough to have it. You'd have to think that the combination of the purging of the traditionally conservative American military of its top officers, while allowing the anti-constitutional shrieking of underlings, is a clear message sent, being from the highest levels of a very politicized Department of Defense, to the military at large. You can't like God, you can't say Christmas. Get ready to go into the interior of the United States. Just food for thought. We'll be right back as we go into the next hour. We're going to be joined by Edwin and Michelle from Texas Law Shield on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.